You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy. Can you hear? Are you good?
I'm good.
All right.
Hello.
Is this a bit? Like, every time the Knicks win, Vlad is in here? What are you guys? Are you sabotaging me here, Frog Boy?
Hey, let me just tell you.
You just want to make it rub the salt in? I already had a tough night with everybody jumping off a bridge with the lottery.
I got to tell you, even though we got to deal with Vlad, this is fun.
you had a fun petty watch night. Did you watch? Because you never do this. You texted last night at 12. Were you watching the game, or did you get up for a pee, looked at your phone, saw the score, and laughed?
No. Here's what happened. I have to make tea time at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
For Sunday.
Literally, fill up quick?
No, that's how you do it online.
Oh, okay.
So you can start doing it at 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up till 12:01. So I'm watching the game. And I'm like, I'm more than sure that Golden State didn't bring this man in here for 11 points. To be outscored by Draymond Green.
Oof.
Come on, dude. We had the same problem with Jimmy here.
9 shots last night.
What I would say about Jimmy all the time, don't you have to be more aware of the game and what's going on and when you need to take over?
For sure.
I
don't think he can, though. I think he's cooked. I think he's cooked. From the recent injury, not just age. I think he's cooked from the back thing.
But we've seen a lot of this with Miami.
We have. We've seen this, but it typically is when you know, he did seem like he had a sense for the moment, but I think he's cooked.
Yeah.
He did it for one game, but I don't think he can do it for a series right now. I think he could maybe have one, whatever they shoot up his back with to make him not feel that for a game. But this is every other night, and yeah, last night, a minus 30 for Jimbo.
Minus 30. A two-way player.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to look into the camera and apologize for Pat. To Pat and tell him you were wrong.
I'm not going to apologize to Pat.
You don't think you were wrong about Jimmy?
What was I wrong about?
Paying him an additional year.
Well, you need to pick a lane here, because you've spent the entire last 4 months blaming me for ruining the franchise.
Yeah.
So did I ruin the franchise or did I save the franchise?
Oh, you got... I see what you did.
No, which one is it? Rip. Just pick one.
This is a crime.
I apologize.
This is a crime.
I'll apologize, but you got to pick one. Did I ruin the franchise or did I save the franchise?
Wow. I hate
No, you're boxed in.
No.
You're boxed in?
I'm not boxed in.
You're boxed in?
No, I'm not boxed in. You're boxed in. I just have to pick.
You got to pick.
You've been boxed in.
I'm not boxed in.
Oh, you boxed in, man. But Leroy, you so boxed in, you can't even come up with words. When has Leroy toured? Big mouth Leroy. Never have something to come up
because
with.
Because here's why,
you
man.
Got no rebuttal.
No, I have a rebuttal. But here's what I'm doing. I'm weighing the consequences of my answer.
Oh, or you could say you're just procrastinating time. Just try to
No.
Then shoot.
No. I believe. Mm-hmm. So here's how it went. And let's be clear. Pat said no first to the extension. Then you went to Pat with the comments.
It's the same. It was within the same 6 minutes.
No. Pat said they weren't getting extended him before.
It was the same press conference.
Where? No.
Yeah, I was there.
He had already talked to Jimmy about not extending him.
You know, Pat doesn't talk only. He only talks two times.
Yeah.
You're changing events.
No, I'm not. Okay, go.
The same press conference where he told him he wasn't paying him, even though he didn't have a direct conversation with us, we're not paying him. As he said this past week, he said, softly, I said no. But that same press conference was the same press conference with Keep Your Mouth Shut. It was the same presser. Which my entire time, my point has been, well, the bigger issue has been the money. You said, no, you ruined the franchise. You pushed it over the edge because it burned a bridge. So I will gladly apologize to Pat Riley if you admit I saved the franchise.
He got you boxed.
You know what?
You know what you look like right now? You look like Austin Powers in that golf cart.
Yeah.
Maybe this
going back and forth.
Well, maybe this will make you feel some way, one way or another. You know, you tell me. You let me know. You put on Channel 3, Vlad?
See happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball. And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon. But I want to get my joy back. I'm happy here. You know, off the court. But I want to be back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop. And I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
Well, he wasn't dominant last night.
Somewhat dominant. He said somewhat.
In a negative way.
You know what the thing is, though? Like, I'm like tuning in because I want to grief listen today. I want to listen to 95.7 The Game or whatever the hell they're called. They're a sister station.
Oh, my goodness.
And
they're on Vlad. they're on another one.
Dude.
They're on the heater.
They're not mad enough at him. Like, I want them. They're more mad at Pods than they are at Jimmy.
Pods.
I'm like, I want them mad at Jimmy. I want them furious with him, but they're not. They're more in the place where they're mad at whatever the hell else is going on. But
I have to make a decision.
You do have to make a decision. You have to make a decision.
Dribble into the key.
I have decided that if I'm going to be wrong, your ass is going to be wrong too.
What?
You ruined the franchise.
What do you mean?
Hey. Vlad, I'd rather take somebody down with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving you can't go scot-free out of this.
I'm not going dolo. I'm going down. Somebody's coming down.
Somebody coming down with me. So, you ruined the franchise. That's what I'm
doing. If you say so.
I will say this, though. Watching that press conference, Leroy, did you notice there was a little pickup when Pat saw you ask the question? It's as if Pat knows you're the guy that's going to ask the question or make a statement that's going to let him go full Godfather mode.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Vlad.
Because when you asked that question, he was like, yeah. He was looking for, like, he was very alert, very attentive.
Yes.
Like, he was like, oh, my guy, my spark plug, there you are. Yeah.
Vlad, it's like banging on the door for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you hear it unlock.
Yeah. Right? Oh, somebody's there.
Pat Riley looks at me as kindling, like just to light the fire.
Yeah, bro. Get a cauldron.
Hey, so anyway, so I'm watching this game. And I'm like, I bet you they're going to torch him tomorrow because we've had the same problem with Jimmy here. And I do a show with a guy who gets excited about the 2 or 3 40-point games during the course of a year, right?
I mean, it is the playoffs when he goes crazy. So
yeah, but he hasn't. He hasn't. And there was nothing that happened during this season that would lead you to believe that he was going to.
I mean, he had a really good regular season with the Warriors. Like they went from an under 500 team to, you know, to the play-in. But the play-in was it was a good West.
Right.
To be fair.
I got it. The records were a
to
lot.
Be fair, but no, like look. Yes, I think he's cooked. I think this is where Pat's right, okay? They had a worry, not only because he was a pain in the ass, which he was, but I do think there was a basketball worry about him too, because Jimmy plays a style that is bruising. And he gets a lot of his offense from free throws. He's not necessarily a foul
baiter. He hasn't been double digit free throws.
Yeah, he's not necessarily a foul baiter. Like, he likes to go at the rim, and that's taxing. And that's something that you worry about how that ages. And yeah, he doesn't like doing it as much, because we were making fun of the radio host on 97, whatever the hell called in San Francisco, about him getting to contact. Yeah, when he sees a big body in the paint, he doesn't like running into it as much anymore. And if he's not going to shoot threes, which is something that also usually picks up for him in the playoffs, well, then where do you get the offense from? So,
but all these things you're becoming aware of now, they've always been there.
They haven't always been there, though. Like,
no,
you can see signs of it. You can see subtle decline, and that's that I think is where the Heat. We're fair. I think where the Heat still can't get off scot-free, though, is, again, if you had these concerns,
should have did it in the summer.
You should have still done it in the summer.
And you probably could have got something.
Maybe. It's not even about getting something. It's like
not having
it,
him.
It was an arrogance of, oh, or a mislead of, hey, he's going to be fine with all of this. And, like, I'm sorry, dude, but if you have somebody who all of a sudden, after everything comes out, and this I'm not going to let the Heat off on this. All of a sudden, after he's gone, oh, we had a problem with this. Oh, we had a problem with that. Well, if you had all this stuff for 5 years that was an issue,
you should have traded
you didn't,
in off season,
and you were worried about how he was going to age as a basketball player, then get the hell off the contract then. Then move on.
Yeah.
Then move on.
Yeah.
So they still have – I get it. He was unprofessional. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He is more of the blame on it, but that organization sat there thinking, it'll be fine, because they took his agent, his tweeting agent's word for it. Not
That's
even his.
What you did.
I knew that he was.
No, don't say you knew now.
I knew that
don't
he was playing
games
with Shams.
We fought about this all
I'm
summer.
The one that told you, because everybody thought you were ripping Shams. You thought Shams was just making things up, trying to replace, what's his name?
Woj.
Woj. And Shams, let me tell you, you know who the real MVP of the 2024-25 season is?
Who?
Shams.
Really?
Yes. Everything Shams said, everything he's reported has been true this year.
But he was just a puppet.
Puppet for what?
For Bertie Lee.
But he said, and I told you that this was all WWE, but you were saying, no, no, no. These are all lies. They're making things up. And I'm like, nah, Bertie Lee's playing you. They're WWEing you right now. And that's what exactly happened.
WWE, but Mickey Harrison, too, because Mickey Harrison's out here tweeting them, retweeting them.
Remember? Yeah, it was nasty work going on.
Very nasty work, Vlad. Anyway. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Panthers, they'll have a little practice action and fly out to Toronto. Wednesday, Game 5 against the Maple Leafs. Series tied at 2 apiece. The Marlins, they lost to the Cubs 5-2. 3-11 since I tried to back off Peter Bendix on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good team.
I mean,
not a good team. Cute start. They're back to earth. I think, Leroy, we can officially declare them back to earth. Welcome back, Marlins. Thank you for the first 2 weeks of the season. That's what you gave us.
Oh, my God, Sir John.
What do you say?
Thursday's show is the biggest show of the year. That's a win. That's a loss. Spirit Leroy needs to show up on time.
Wait.
Is it tonight? Isn't tomorrow Wednesday? Isn't tomorrow that's a win, that's a loss? Because I believe doesn't the schedule come out tonight?
For who?
NFL.
NFL's Wednesday night.
Oh, I thought it was Tuesday night.
No, it's Thursday. So he's right. That's a win, that's a loss. It's Thursday.
I saw that the
I'm out.
They will play the Dolphins will play the Commanders in Spain.
Yeah.
You know what I think is stupid though? Like I don't mind leaking on Twitter. I don't really other than like the opening game.
You don't really care about.
I don't understand why people find the need to. Well, in week 7, the Dolphins like just.
But
release it all at once, unless there's like a monster travel, that's weird.
Maybe trying to get the early travel
by 48 hours.
It's you know.
I don't know. I don't like that.
And also, I think
would I go to Spain?
Yeah.
I mean, they did update. They upgraded that stadium where Real Madrid plays.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the best stadiums
in the world.
Yeah.
You got like a bullfight that's going on at halftime?
They don't do bullfights there.
I think it's the Bernabeu.
They don't do bullfights there.
In Spain?
No, in that stadium. It's too big. A bullfighting arena is tiny.
Hmm.
Like an amphitheater.
Yeah, Real Madrid's not letting
bulls. Did you just call it a theater?
The what?
It's very fancy of you. I'm not judging. It's just not typically your style.
That's what I call it.
Amphitheater?
I thought it was amphitheater.
Okay.
Point. I've loved the start of today's show.
Why? Because it's been petty?
It's just been fun. We're having fun.
Vlad.
It's been petty.
I never text at night.
Late, dude.
Oh, I came in hot.
Why were you hot?
Because Jimmy.
He's petty watching Jimmy like he's never petty watched before.
Yeah.
And
because I think to be honest with you, I think Pat was right for not giving him the money, because there's two things you can't pay a guy for, and that's decline and availability. He hit them both, and Pat was like, and I was mad because. We're talking about an extension 2 years from now. We ain't talking about this year. We ain't talking about next year. We're talking about 2 years from now. Look at Jimmy play basketball now. What that's going to look like when he makes $60 million? You see what I'm saying? And I'm mad because Jimmy said, when the season started, I'm just going to come and ball out. Then mysteriously, he ain't find his joy because he wasn't getting paid in 2027.
Don't forget he faked an illness.
Faked an illness. One-legged three.
Yeah, that was after faking the illness.
Like, yeah, man.
While trying to interrogate the Heat by playing dominoes while they're on the road trip.
Right. So, like, yeah.
But he got what he wanted. He got his money. That's what he wanted. He played it like he thought he was only going to find one sucker, and it was Phoenix, and he ended up finding another one. And by the way, the owner's on the record saying it was worth every freaking penny.
Now? Oh, no, we'll, no. He
we'll
going,
see,
hey,
we'll
hey,
see
hey,
how
hey.
He feels in a couple of years.
Not a couple of years. Not a couple of years. Because it'll be next year. Because here's what they're going to say to justify this. Right? Which is a
well, he's on a contract next year anyway.
Which is a bigger point.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bigger point. They're going to say, well, Jimmy was hamstrung without Steph.
Which is true.
How the hell you think we felt?
Yeah, but
I don't really understand how that's Jimmy's fault, though.
Yeah,
like, that's
I'm not saying it's Jimmy's fault. But even before this game, Jimmy was talking about what he needed to do. Okay, Steph not here. We got to hold the fort down until he gets back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
do you give any reprieve that
you
he...
You can't get outscored by Draymond Green, dude.
Understood, but do you give any reprieve that he fell on his back and he's pretty much playing injured, too?
I mean, how many times are we going to say that? Like, I have
I got
a
you.
Whole, I have a whole year
He gets of, hurt. I mean, like, that right. is part of the Jimmy Butler thing. Typically, he's a first-half hurt guy. He's not usually a playoff hurt guy. In the last two playoffs, he's gotten hurt. He,
right.
he blew out his... sprained his MCL.
Put it this way.
And he has his tailbone messed up.
Or Jimmy...
had all of the opportunity in the world to prove all the naysayers wrong and prove Pat Riley wrong. And it's almost like he just looked at it as, I got my money, I'm good.
Well, I think the thing is that I think the Warriors' standard is a lot lower too right now. Because I think basically they brought Jimmy in just to make Steph feel like he had a chance. And I think that they did. They won a series. They went from an afterthought, Steph looking depressed, to they got to compete.
Right.
Because, like, look, he's at a different point. You just want to do right by your legend. You just want to make it feel like he's got a shot. So
right.
I think
that basically was all that was available.
You know, like the Heat aren't at that point. Like they don't have like the gravy train legend right now. Like that's not the same place either.
Who does though? You know what I mean? There's probably only
just eight to ten teams.
There's only 8 to 10 teams that have that dude.
No, but not even just that dude, but that dude that you're not necessarily you're playing for championships, but like. Dude, he's won 4 championships.
Right.
It's like him and LeBron. That's basically the list. Right. Like, that's it right now.
I got you.
You know? We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Hey, country artist Lee Bryce is coming to the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale in September, and we got your chance to win tickets. Keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. It's a Live Nation show. Sports world up in arms last night. We saw a crime. Blatant rigging of the NBA draft lottery. It's blatant.
You saw my text to you, right?
You're spot on, Vlad. It's Vince McMahon stuff. What do you want me to do with that, Leroy? You know, because obviously Heat fans are furious because that was their spot if they didn't make the playoffs. So there's a lot of Heat fans who are mad at the Mavericks winning. But I'm here to tell you, Heat fans, not that you don't have a right to be mad for, you know, was this worth losing a lottery pick? I know there are other ramifications because of, you know, You'd have to unprotect a couple picks, all that type of stuff. But I'm here to tell you right now, this thing was rigged for the Mavericks. We weren't getting Cooper Flagg. I don't know what to tell you. Everybody has said, and they were out in front of this, that the Luka trade didn't smell right the entire time. The whole conversation this year, ratings, got to fix the ratings. How do they do that? You send Luka to L.A. with LeBron, and all you got to do, Nico Harrison, hey, you don't want to pay Luka anyway. So don't worry about it. We're going to deliver you a new hope in Cooper Flagg. Go get the guy you want. You love Anthony Davis anyway. All you got to do is just worry about people being mad for a couple months, and you're going to be all good, baby.
Hey.
He's right.
I'm telling you,
Leroy. Cooper Flagg ain't Luka.
He may not be Luka.
But he's American, and they love their Americans in Texas.
That's true. But also, if you did have, like, if you wanted to talk somebody into it, and then, like, the owner, right? This owner, this new guy, he doesn't seem like he's that knowledgeable about the NBA, right? New rich guy. Also, another thing they got rid of is they neutered Mark Cuban. They basically got him out of the league.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a patsy now. Just sits by.
Mumbles.
Just mumbles. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, oh my God, crazy. The franchise has been attacked for being so stupid, doing something nobody can even fathom. Whew, poof.
David Stern's happy.
Somebody
right
just
away.
Said this. The Mavs had Brunson and failed. They had Luka and failed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. So
maybe it's the organization.
No, man. This is WWE. They send Brunson to New York, big market. Mm-hmm. Send Luka to L.A., big market. We'll give you the number one pick. It happens all the time.
Dude, it does happen all the time.
Cleveland, you lost LeBron? We'll give you Kyrie. Hell, we'll give you freaking Anthony Bennett. Hell, we'll give you every opportunity.
Every time there's a hometown kid, too, like, oh, yeah, LeBron goes to Ohio. Derrick Rose goes to Chicago.
And anytime you trade a big star to the Lakers, you're going to get the number one pick after. Yep. Anthony Davis, you got Zion.
Yep. Even before that. You know, you got once the Pelicans got sold, boom, number one pick. You got Anthony Davis. Everybody, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Davis Stern smiling in heaven right now.
It's wrestling. I understand the Heat fan being mad. I get it. I'm not saying you don't have a right to be mad. I'm just telling you right now, if the Miami Heat were in that exact same position, the Philadelphia 76ers would have gotten the number one overall pick. Like, we weren't getting that pick. We weren't getting that pick.
Toby, that's what I was upset about. It was like the teams that did terrible last season, the teams that were horrible, got
nothing.
No.
Oh, you mean like the disaster teams?
The disaster
teams. Like Phillies.
Like Philly and Dallas. Like,
they got rewarded for
it. They got rewarded.
That's the thing that I have with that too, Vlad, because everybody has the take today. This is great because this prevents tanking. Well, first of all, those teams basically did tank. Philly did tank once everything unraveled for them. It's not like they didn't tank.
Because so they all asunder.
Yeah, they made bad moves and they tanked so they could keep their pick. So I don't know what anybody's talking about. You're sitting here and you're acting like what they did is different to Utah. It's not. But look, give me the defense for it not being wrestling. Give it to me. I'd love to know. They have a track record of this. It's just the Luka trade the entire time, Leroy. What have we said? It's a little fishy. Oh, hey, deliver Luka. LeBron's, he's going to be one more year, two more years. We need our next Lakers. The Lakers always get the guy. They always do. How? They're not a good organization. Woo! Ass backwards. So?
I mean, they ended up with Kobe. Kobe wasn't a top 10 pick.
They traded for Kobe.
They
traded with the Hornets. Vladdy.
They traded for Kobe, and they had Shaq.
Yeah,
they got Shaq from Orlando.
Listen, man, when they went to big cities to have their stars, they're going to make sure the big cities
especially the Lakers. Because the Lakers are the only team. This is the thing with the Lakers. Maybe a little of the Knicks, but mostly the Lakers. They're the only team that really gets fall coverage.
Then how did Milwaukee end up with Dame?
How did they end up with Dame? I mean, they had a trade piece for him.
Dame, no, but I'm just saying.
To pair him with Giannis.
And he's a small. Dame was always a small market superstar. Portland's small market.
And also, that was more of a petty thing from the
agent. Spurs getting number two is nothing to
from the agent.
I mean, I've never seen the Spurs draft outside the top five. to be honest with you.
Well, now they got the ammo to go after Giannis.
They do. All those teams do, really.
So, how far down the draft would you go? Top five? Would you trade for Giannis and pieces?
I mean, it depends what team you. I think those three teams are unique because they all basically have all stars already. Right. So it's not like Utah trading for Giannis.
Right.
Look at the Jazz got him. They wanted the flying intangibles, Mr. Flagg. They just want to keep him. But look, I don't know. I get it. I get the Heat fan who's pissed, but that wasn't going to happen for us. You guys are watching Hocus Pocus. It's all a ruse.
Is the Miami Heat have never had the number one pick, right?
Never. Never.
Are they the only franchise that's never had?
No, I think four others haven't. I think Dallas was one of them. I don't think they've ever won the lottery.
Got two.
Amazing, huh?
Lowest. Two and drafted a generational player, but wasn't in the right generation.
Yeah, but he was number one.
He was two. I said we got two.
Oh. I thought you meant the Heat. I thought you meant the
no.
Mavericks.
Talking about Beasy?
Yeah. He was
he's one of the greatest.
Another players. One that was
because
fixed.
You remember when Lamar Odom came out and he went to Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was amazed at how tall and how big he was and his ability to handle the ball.
Mm-hmm. I was.
He was like the first guy with that size playing point guard. Other than Magic, but Magic is just unique.
Penny was that size.
Penny, yeah. Penny, what, Penny, 6'7", 6'8"?
6'7", 6'8", Steve Smith.
Yeah.
6'7", 6'8".
But Steve Smith was a scorer.
I mean, so was Penny. I mean, those guys were, you know. Yeah. I mean, you're 6'7", 6'8". You're going to score. You're looking down at people.
Lamar was what, 6'10"?
Lamar was 6'10" doing that to me in high school.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man.
Christ the King.
Take a break. Cats back at it tonight. Or tomorrow night, excuse me.
Hey!
What?
That's with my emotions.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We'll hear a little bit from Paul Maurice. Road to Repeat coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to the Road to Repeat, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Oh, yeah. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. I think that might be the best one.
Cherry Cola?
Cherry Cola?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I think so.
It's good.
Cherry Cola, although they're starting to get a nice little roster.
Yeah.
Because I got a starting five.
Strong.
I got a starting five. Me and you have two different swingmen, but I go Cherry Cola.
sounded weird.
Cherry Cola, Playa Vibe. I go Galaxy Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your franchise player?
If I had to pick a franchise player, I'm going Cherry Cola, but Playa Vibe is pushing it.
Is that your...
But Playa Vibe make me want to go draft somebody else. It made me want to go draft some rum.
Yeah.
So I got to keep there.
It's like the Zion Williamson of...
Playa Vibe. Playa Vibe is a little overweight, but it got game. I can't have Playa Vibe near Astron.
Yo, he said Playa Vibe makes him want to get another player.
It's true. The Panthers will get back on the ice today at the practice rink, and then they'll head on out to Toronto. Game 5 tomorrow.
I can't wait. This is
the media was trying to stir it up with Paul Maurice yesterday.
You're too cool for that.
And he was asked about Craig Berube, Toronto Maple Leafs coach, thoughts on the Max Domi hit, which got fined. Apparently, he said, "Oh, well, I thought what Kulikov did was worse." Here's Paul Maurice.
Paul Berube was asked about the Domi play, and he said that he felt the Kulikov elbow on Marner was 10 times worse. What do you make of that? Is that the normal kind of politic you'll see in a series with coaches and the officials, or did Kulikov get away with one?
I don't care. Puck's going to drop. I mean, everybody has an opinion. Mine right now is it's the day after a game, but 2 days away from our next, and I don't really have anything for you. Yeah, fine.
I love that, man. I love that, man.
I'm telling you.
I really love it.
Okay.
I really love his attitude.
I mean, you know what? He does a lot of the stuff that Bill Belichick does, but with more...
With Canadian...
Flair?
With Canadian...
Not more flair, but it's not in your face.
Oh, it's in your face.
But it's not. You know what I mean? How Belichick would do stuff like he would just look at you like, on Cincinnati. Right? But when Paul says, it's like...
I think because Paul's given us a little bit of his personality, so when he kind of does it already, you're kind of like, is he serious?
That's charisma. Yes.
Yeah, is he serious is he just pulling out, like, you know what I mean? Is he just playing along?
I will tell you, Paul Maurice is closer to who he is off the ice or outside of these, whereas Bill Belichick is a different dude. And I try to tell you that, a different.
I would say the difference between them is I think Bill Belichick just he does the media the way that he does it, but he really doesn't have time for the media. I think Paul Maurice does a beautiful job of like knowing when to pull. He can play the media like a fiddle.
That's,
like he knows how to like play the game.
And you know.
I love that.
He plays the media. You play Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, I had a time Samesies. On Twitter yesterday. I had such a good time.
We got our resident guy coming on, Vlad. He's like, "Tobin, you got him last night. Bruh, you got him."
It's just too easy. It's just
toying with
it. It's just too easy. Like, people just think, like, they got me because I can just make an emotional rant on Twitter, and they're like, "He's crashing out." I'm sitting here laughing.
Literally, he could have made it every hour. He could have had a YouTube
and
video.
People also ask me that about you. How have you not choked Tobin out? I'm like... I have a
rant on Twitter yesterday that's up to 159 retweets, 1,100 likes, and just got, it's got 113,000 views of people just like, what's going on with him? Nothing. I'm just laughing at everybody. What can I say on Twitter to just stir it up? Entertains me. I like it. People really think you're getting emotional. It's hilarious.
Oh my God, we got him. Ooh, look at Perk. Perk got that look that I've had after Heat games.
Yeah, he's on First Take right now. Yeah. Did you expect more from face. Jimmy Butler without Watch Steph? His
face. I think they're going in on Jimmy right now.
Watch his face. Look. Perk, get ready to explode.
What's Udonis going to say?
Oh, what's Udonis going to say? Gonna say? You know he Team Heat.
Of course.
Team Heat? What do you mean, of course he's Team Heat? The man is
literally a vice president.
I meant Team Pat.
Of course.
I meant Team Pat.
Well, I believe, what was his term afterwards? He says, look, it's good for Jimmy right now. He says, it's like drinking whiskey. You're going to be in that good feeling phase, but then catch up with you.
No, but pretty soon you're going to need some, you know.
Here's more from Paul Maurice, because Berube apparently also said that he feels the Leafs have been more physical this series.
Berube said he felt his team was more physical, the more physical team in the last game.
Okay.
that guy's hockey
it,
Tobin.
Is that an area, like, first of all, do you see it that way? Is that an area where you guys can be even better in the next game?
I didn't notice it. If you would, this is not directed at you, but if you've watched the games, the playoff games that we've played over the last 2 or 3 years, the two Boston series were the two most physical series I have ever seen in my life, and nothing that we have played, which includes our team, compares to those two series. So I didn't come off the bench going, oh, that was a game two in the Tampa series. It was nasty. I didn't leave the bench last night feeling that was exceptionally physical or under physical on our part. It wasn't a piece of the game that I was processing.
Wow.
Did Paul Maurice just call the Toronto Maple Leafs SAWFT?
Sure did. Yeah, he sure did. Because he's like, they thought that was physical?
Daysoff said Tobin is Twitter Lord Varys.
Point.
What's his name? Littlefinger?
Littlefinger.
Yeah.
It was so much fun yesterday.
Oh, dude. See, I'm glad. You know what, Vlad? I'm kind of glad he did that last night. That's less I got to deal with. Because, you know, if it didn't work on Twitter, he was coming in here.
Oh, look, everybody was going to be hot. Everybody was going to come in hot. But if you really looked at it, last night for Heat fans was a great night. Jimmy's choked. 9 points in a must-win game.
Nine shots.
Oh, nine shots.
14 points.
I'm sorry, nine shots, but 13, 14 points in a must-win game?
But here's my thing.
Weren't they leading at the half? They were up by two.
It was after the Ant. Didn't Ant hit a buzzer beater?
Yeah, Ant hit like a buzzer beater, but they were up by two.
And then Ant went absolutely crazy.
Then he went Ant-Man.
But normally what would happen in that situation is Jimmy would say, I got Ant. Let me slow this down.
But what was funny yesterday, if you watched that game, though, you could tell, like, the Warriors are trying to get him the ball for him to be, you know, Jim VP.
Yeah.
And he's passing it. And it's like, even Rudy Gobert got a steal on Jimmy. It was like, oh, this is not sad. This is not good.
Well, the one thing
I needed to see was that at one point during the game, Draymond Green was the leading scorer. If Draymond Green is your leading scorer, you are not winning a basketball game.
I think the thing that's fair about Jimmy, and I do love Jimmy. I don't love him as much now, but when I really did love the way he played, because I thought he was a fascinating player. You know, I get it. He's a frustrating player at times, but man, he did feel like he had an ability to rise to moments. But I think the thing that disappointed me about him going over there, he just seemed a little too happy being the B. Like,
right.
When he was here, yeah, I get it. Maybe you can't win a championship with Jimmy, but he thought he was. Like, that delusion from him was something that I really could get behind.
Can I just say this, though? Sometimes you make somebody something that they're not. And I go, remember Richardson's?
Jay Rich.
Jay Rich. Yeah, when they tried to make Jay Rich a number one.
They tried.
Right.
He didn't know where he didn't know where the sideline was.
Just because
you always bring that up.
Just because
frustrating.
Just because you are the biggest star on the team doesn't mean necessarily you're the number one. And the Heat made Jimmy a number one, right? But when they make you a number one and you accept all that and you go out and ball like you're a number one, you can't get mad when you don't want to be a number one no more. And so when he went to the Warriors, it's like he almost said, I'm glad I'm not the number one no more. I could chill.
Yeah, like I read a quote from him. I think it was The Athletic interviewed him. I can't remember the exact publication, but he read something like, I'll get the exact quote, but it was something to the effect of, I'm glad because it's the Steph show. I can just ball, go drink my coffee, and be left the hell alone. And I was like, I guess that's what he wants. You know?
Like it's old. The old don't like to be bothered when they get old. They just want to be left alone, drink their coffee, and read their newspaper.
But the problem is, Steph doesn't do that. You know?
Steph doesn't do that. But here's the problem.
You know he paid for tips.
Here, think about this. When you're a number one, you don't have to say it. Everybody else say it. You just go and play. Right? Sometimes when people make you a number one and then you call yourself a number one, you then put that pressure on yourself. And then when you can't do it, you start looking for reasons as to why. And I think, to your point, when Jimmy start getting a little wear and tear on his body and everybody's looking at him to be Jim VP, he's like, I need help. But pay me. Right? And you can't have it both ways.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, we will get into a little bit of the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if you guys saw this column by Omar Kelly, but some very interesting stuff on where the Dolphins are standing with Mike McDaniel right now. So we'll get to some of that. And also the rookies at their rookie camp. Back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.